have but a short time in the history of a nation, but very fraught with events to a human life. 60 years ago, January 22nd, 1857, I was initiated in Sylvan Lodge No. 4 of Millersville, Georgia, with no education save that gained in my father's printing office. Yet my brethren were kind enough to elevate me to position, and during the Great Civil War, I was either Grand Master or Grand Patriarch of Georgia, and at its close in 1865, sent to the Supreme Lodge as representative. These 60 years have seen the order grow from 196,000 to 2,300,000. Wherever civilization has extended its footsteps, or Christianity erected its throne, the click of the gavel of American Art Fellowship is heard, and the tents of the patriarchs are seen by the pink and green silken canopies of the Rebeccas. In 60 years, I have seen the Art Fellows send bread to famished Ireland, relief to the yellow fever sufferers of Memphis, to fire-swept Michigan, Indiana, Portland, Boston, and Chicago, to the flooded Galveston and Johnstown, and not so very long ago, to our own dear earthquake-stricken and flame-shattered San Francisco. And it has emphasized this indelibly upon my mind, that there is a something that flame cannot consume, that flood and tidal waves cannot overwhelm, that earthquakes and fires cannot destroy, and that something is the three links of American Art Fellowship. It has been my great privilege to speak a word for fraternity in every state of our American Union. Many men have untold millions and wealth beyond computation. I do not envy any of them, for I know their aggregated riches cannot purchase what I have without money and without price, a sincere, honest, cordial welcome from the sons and daughters of American Art Fellowship. Fraternity, fraternity, what human tongue or pen can ever estimate the good that thou hast been to men? What care and comfort thou hast brought unto the sad and dying? What ministrations thou hast brought unto the sick and dying? Not until the last trump proclaims that time has ceased to be, will it be known on earth or heaven how much we owe to thee. But when the books are opened and angels tell the story, heaven's vault will echo with the song that celebrates thy glory.